Hello? Hello?
Oh, hi, Brittany. It's Tina again from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay.
Good. How'd the doctor's appointment go? Did they get your ankle all fixed up?
They don't know what's wrong with it, so I had to go today and take x-rays. And then
still?
They don't have no clue of why it's still swelling through the x-rays. They've got to hurry up and approve me for MRI tomorrow.
Good. I was going to say, if they can't see it on the x-ray, they definitely need an MRI because something else is going on then, huh?
Yep. So,
oh, my goodness. So in the meantime, did they find one of the knee scooters for you yet or no?
Well, they wrote me a prescription, but no one would take it as a prescription. So we had to find one online that was in the store at Myers's and had to drive all the way to Lexington, which is an hour and a half away from us.
Oh, so that's still on the to-do list, or did you already get it done?
No, I got it done yesterday.
Oh, yay, so that's probably a little bit of a relief for you.
Yeah,
good for you. Oh, yeah. Good. So the ball is rolling on your little rolled ankle then, huh? Good for you.
It's not little. It's pretty swollen, but, you know.
Yeah, but at least you feel a little bit better now if you can get around a little bit without having to have the crutches. That's a great success, you know?
Yeah.
So does it hurt a lot even with the knee scooter, or does it help to be able to roll around that way?
It helps as long as no one touches it or I hit it on something or, you know, I can't fall, you know, or nothing and land on that foot. I can't put no pressure on that foot whatsoever. So,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
As long as I don't do that, I'm fine. But if I do that, I start screaming. Ah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, now you just have to be careful that no one bumps it, and yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So,
and that's hard with kids. So
that's very hard with kids. Yeah,
yep.
It's funny because when I had my knee surgery, when the grandkids were around, they were always forgetting, and they'd look at, and before they'd come up to me, Grandma, that's your bad knee or is that your good knee? They'd forget, you know. They'd always ask me. It was so funny. Yeah. So
Oh, sorry. I'm like, child, you did hit it. I didn't scream. So you're good. I always think that they've hit it, you know, since they hit it like one or two times before.
Oh,
I'm like, no, you're good. You're good.
How old are the little ones?
Oh, they're almost. They're not little, but they're, my little boy's 9 and my daughter's 13.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
So at that age, they can really do some damage if they bump it, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Oh, how cute. So, well, I was just following up. I got the text that said, oh, we're headed out right now, and I didn't mean to bombard you. I just sent you that text that day just so that you had by extension, and I know it was a little trigger talking about the same thing you and I discussed, you know, but I didn't want you to feel like, oh, I'm bombarding you about the payment. I just wanted you to have my extension just in case anything changed, you know.
You're fine.
So
No, I think I texted that out to the wrong person, so.
Oh,
it was to
my
father-in-law, as in we're headed out now because we had to go, I think, to my son's football practice.
Okay.
I stayed in the truck and my husband got out, you know, and sat on the benches or whatever, but I stayed in the truck that day.
Oh, because I think when I send out that text that talks about the payment failing, it'll say something like, oh, your account is in a temporary suspension, and then maybe you were like annoyed because you had just told me, I'm going to go talk to Clinton about it and I'll get back to you. So maybe I thought like you were saying like, hey, Tina, I'm headed out now. Like I just told you that, you know? So I was like, I didn't mean to send you a text like that right after we talked. It was just, I wanted you to have my extension, which is on that text.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So what's going on with the card? I know the one ending in the quadruple fours, that one was no good, but you said that he might have another one we could use in the meantime.
The only one I got is the one I got through the business, and my friends through it. I can't put it on it. I can pay you tomorrow when our direct deposit goes through.
Okay, so do you want me maybe to put the new card in now and then just process it tomorrow?
I'll call you right when it goes through. Because I don't know, last time they said it was going to go through in the morning and it didn't go through until 2 o'clock.
Oh, got it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
I'll make sure and call you back. I'm not doing nothing, so I'm just laying here, so.
Okay.
Okay. I know I'm going to sleep good tonight, but because I went and done x-rays and everything, but I'll make sure and call you right when it goes through. I just got my new phone, and it all set up on my new phone here recent, so
yeah,
I can get into my bank account online now through my new phone.
Oh, that's nice.
Just I had to change. Yeah. I did have an iPhone, but it only has 64 gigabytes on it, and I can't put a SD card on an iPhone. It don't have a slot for it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm stuck with 64 gigabytes, which that's nothing when I have whole tons of pictures from doing jobs.
Yep.
So
yep.
I had to get a new phone. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
you know,
my
daughter
like,
swears by the Android just for that because she likes to put the memory card in. And then when it gets full, she can upload them to her computer and then she can put it back in her phone and clear it and start all over again. You know, she likes that. So,
yep. Yeah. Well, this phone I have, like 215 gigabytes or.
Oh, the 256. Yeah. I have that too on my iPhone.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got that on my, the Android I have.
I didn't have no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I told her. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a 256 on my iPhone and I have tons of pictures and it hasn't gotten full yet, but my iPhone, backs up through my Amazon Prime. So all of my photos go automatically to my Prime account. And it's kind of cool because when our TV goes idle, it'll start just automatically putting like pictures up of the kids and the grandkids and memories and family. And it's neat because it'll just automatically start showing like a slideshow of like pictures from my phone. But sometimes I wonder, like, oh, what if I ever cancel my Prime account? Now I'm going to lose those because everything's backed up to the Prime. But now I'm kind of stuck with Prime because, you know, it's all coming from my phone, you know. But it's neat because they don't charge extra for that. That's already included in the Prime. So, I don't have to do anything to upload it. It's just every time I go on my Prime, it just automatically uploads the pictures. So it's really simple to have that feature. So,
Brittany.
Yeah, on the cloud. That's easy, too. Yeah, the cloud is super simple. So. Yeah, you have to pay like a fee a month per month for that, right? Depending on how much storage you have on the cloud, or no?
Yeah, it depends. But I've got it to where I pay only one time, and then it doesn't ask me for another payment again. Maybe because I've been on the cloud so long. I'm not sure.
Oh,
maybe
that's really nice.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
They did that initially, I think, with people that did it like upfront years and years ago. They had like a one-time unlimited cloud storage, kind of like the Tesla users, the first people that bought Teslas, they got like the unlimited charging for life. And now people that get Teslas, they have to pay like a monthly fee. They can't get unlimited anymore, you know? So
$100 fee when you fill up every time.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. We have a Tesla charging station right around the corner from us, but I've never stopped and looked at it to see what it is. But there's all the Teslas parked over there all the time. Yeah. You're getting charged.
Yeah. $100.
Yeah, it's $100. Well, that's what his aunt said, because she has a Tesla or a charging mechanism in her car, and it's $100 every time she fills up. So,
and that's for, like, what, 300 miles?
So she gets 385 miles for $100 charge fill up.
Wow. So that's more than gas. Wow.
Yeah, we could fill our truck up for $40 on gas and get that. You know, so.
Yeah, you know, the thing that's inconvenient about it is I always see all those Teslas sitting there, and there's no drivers in them, so they have to, like, kind of drop them off. They drop them off, and they have to go eat or something and come back. So I don't know how long it actually takes them to actually charge. You know?
Yeah,
so
me
that's
neither.
Inconvenient.
I haven't
It's not like going
yet.
To the gas station. It takes 2 minutes to fill up your car at the gas station, you know. But those Teslas, they're all in the charging stations with no drivers in them, so I don't know how long it takes.
Me neither. I have to ask that next question to
her. Yeah, ask her.
She's got
I would like to know. Yeah, next time we talk, maybe she'll have the answer, because I would like to know. That's interesting. And then I always wonder is, what if you're going like out of state and you're like in middle of the highway somewhere and there isn't a charging station, then what, you know? Because you can always find gas, but, you know, what about a charging
station? It's hard
station,
to find those.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to really
but,
plan out your trip to the seed.
Yeah. But have you seen those videos on YouTube where, like, the people are in the car sleeping and the Tesla's driving for them? That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I've seen people
kind of cool,
doing, like,
I guess.
Their makeup and they're, like, totally hands-free and the Tesla's driving. I guess you have to have a lot of faith in technology to like, let the car take over totally. But
I guess, because what if they're redoing the road, and is the Tesla going to know to stay in the sections that you're not supposed to normally drive in? So I don't know on that one. No.
I agree. I think I'd be scared to let it totally take over.
Yeah.
But there's some people that just totally just don't care. They just let it take over.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, I don't know if I could do that.
So you said it was
I'm not Clinton, that much.
Clinton's aunt or Clinton's grandma that has one?
Aunt. Yeah.
Aunt. Okay. You'll have to ask her if she's tried that yet.
Yeah. Yeah,
it depends
I,
on
I don't know.
Daredevil or not, you know.
Mhm. She's so an funny. Older woman, so I doubt it.
doubt it. Yeah,
she's
probably
she's like probably
more
older. So I would. They're you know once you get older, I've noticed you're more scared of driving. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just depends on where you're at, I guess.
Yeah, no, I don't think she would want to do that. That's smart for her not to. So, plus, if you're older, that car probably has a lot of features that and bells and whistles that she probably doesn't even know about. She probably
knows about,
to, you know, drive it and park it and lock it and open it, and that's it, you know?
That's like my mom on her cell phone. I just call out, and that's it. I'm like, okay, mom, I'm going to have to get you a phone that's easier to operate than just, you know, normal.
That's exactly right.
Because she doesn't know how to put the card on. She doesn't know how to text. She doesn't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
Just to call out.
That's okay. As long as she knows how to call you and you can reach her and she can reach you, that's probably all she needs at her age. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's so much cooler if we got all the other techniques, too, and you know how to do it, though. You know,
yeah. So. Yeah. You know, my mom recently passed away, but when she was alive, she had like a regular phone that just did like the call out and the call in, and she did some light texting. But what she did enjoy for like doing like some of the social media and a little bit more was her tablet. She had a 10-inch tablet, and I think because it was bigger, it was easier to navigate through screens than like a smartphone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe think about that for your mom. It might be easier to kind of teach her the basics, and those tablets, especially on Amazon, Amazon, they're not that expensive. They're like $100 and, you know, you can teach her, you know, pretty much anything she needs to know on a smartphone through the tablet, and she might enjoy that, you know. So.
I was looking up this one phone. It's called Jitterbit 3. And it's a cell phone, and it's easy to navigate. And it's for older people, and it has, like, a 911 alert. So all I had to do is push that button to have call 911 if she needed to, instead of going through the process of finding that button for phone and then dialing it and then sending it to call. All she had to do is push a button, and it will go right to the 911 thing. So I don't know.
Oh,
getting a phone like that for, you know, it's called Jitterbug Smart 3. It's a new phone out. And it's supposed to be really easy navigating. It's $100, but I mean,
Well, I mean, whatever is, like, user-friendly for her to operate that she knows, you know, I think that that's the best one for her, you know, that's
friendly. It would be the best one if you're a computer illiterate, you know, where you can't work a computer. That would be the best phone for her. So, I was kind of looking into that today about it.
Can you, is there a retail store that you could kind of go look at it first? Oh, yeah, I actually looked. They have them at Best Buy. I guess you could probably go look at it first. And there you go. So, yeah, go look at, like, the hard copy.
I could probably go look at it first. Yeah. Her Best Buy is, like, in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's an hour and 30 minutes away from her. So I'd have to buy it and send it to her and then try to talk to her on the phone to get it started.
Oh, I looked, they have them on Walmart and Walgreens and Amazon too, and Amazon has a good return policy. If you try it and, you know, for some reason she can't figure it out, you could probably just send it back, you know. That would probably be the best
Amazon thing. Account too, so that'd be probably easier.
There you go. Okay.
But
so you're in
you
Kentucky,
tomorrow.
So you're what, 3 hours ahead, because we're in California. So I'm here until 7 p.m. your time. So that's good. So even if you have to call me at, like, you know, the end of your day, 4, 5, 6, I'll still be here tomorrow, okay?
Okay. All right. It shouldn't be that long, but just when they said it was going to be through, like, around 10 o'clock, it didn't show through until, like, 1 or 2, so I don't think they know really what time it's going to go through, but it's a new company we're subcontracting off of. So,
okay, I'll put a little note in here, Brittany, that if I don't hear from you maybe around this time, I'll just reach out to you again. I'm sure that we'll probably have it settled by then, but if not, I'll just give you a buzz. Okay.
Okay. All right. Awesome. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds perfect. Have a great rest of your evening, too. I enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, take care now. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.